I want to welcome everybody to another wonderful edition of Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, and this morning I have with me Platinum Wellness Consultant Paul Briggs from Avon, Indiana, suburb of Indianapolis. And Paul, you and I go back a little ways, so you know that my style is always, how does Ruth Williams say it, interview and interrupt. And this isn't more so, not really an interview this morning. We're just going to dialogue. Last weekend, 2,300 wellness consultants came together and experienced what I call a convention of epic proportions. And it wasn't so much, I think it was for me the entire package deal. It wasn't something that was eloquently said from the stage or some great conversation that I had during the 2 weeks, but for our family, for Stacy and I and the girls, and I know for Paul, for you and Janice, there was just something that took place, and here it is a week later, and I find myself in every conversation when somebody says, hey, I heard you were in Florida. What were you doing? Is that business and pleasure? I said, man, it was all pleasure. There was, I mean, even though some of it was allocated for business, it was all pleasure to me. Paul, you, I can't remember, so correct me if I'm wrong, 2 years ago, were you at the Long Beach Convention?
No, I was not.
Okay, so neither was I, so we're both on the same playing field there. So it's been a while, a few years, for both of us to be at an event of this magnitude. And let's start out with, and then I kind of want to go into some, if we could break it down into three areas, you know, the products, the presentations from the stage from the different people, and then the most important thing is the application. And that's really what I want to hone in on today with the bulk of the time we have. How do we, as wellness consultants, apply what took place last weekend at the convention, knowing that today is the start of another 90-day rhythm and also the start of the Ignite 6 campaign? And I'm going to warn you guys, folks, for regular listeners and those people that are in the Rogers organization, 6 months from now, you're going to get really sick of hearing about Ignite 6, because that is, and Paul, I know where you're coming from, too. It's just a brilliant campaign, and we'll talk about that. So, but first, Paul, your perspective of this event, of this convention.
Okay, I was expecting a little further after perspective. Well, Vance, the first thing that I want to say is that the first joy that Janice and I had walking into the hotel area, getting ready for the convention, was the night before the convention when the first people we saw was Vance and Stacy Rogers. And I'll just say that was a true joy and a reunion that picked up where we left off as if no time had passed. And I want to thank you for that joy.
Well, eyes are starting to sweat a little bit because it was completely mutual. And I know that for wellness consultants coming to an event like this, that you don't know who exactly is going to be there, and yet you kind of have an idea, and then some people have to cancel out at the last minute, but then some show up like you and Janice, and we were blown away. I mean, that, it didn't just make that evening for us, but I guess it raised the bar, it raised the expectation level for me, and I don't know if that was where you guys were at, but there's something that takes place, and when you walk into it, and this is why 2 weeks ago on this call, our focus was, what are you going to expect? Or I should say, I guess it was 2 weeks ago. What are we going to expect? Because if we don't expect anything, and we think, well, you know, we'll just go into it and see what happens, see what Neekin's going to introduce this time, and they're going to make me want to buy a bunch more new products. You know, it's like that Eeyore complex. And after spending a couple of days at Disney, yeah, I was reminded of the Eeyore complex from Winnie the Pooh, those of you who don't have kids or grandkids and you're up with those stories. But, you know, life is not that negative. The media wants us to believe it's negative, and I mean, we have gas prices are falling, and yet nobody ever talks about it. And I know in parts of the country it's down to less than $2 a gallon. But, Paul, regarding that, did it meet
top of my upline, and then got sidetracked and took a job in St. Louis that took me away from my family for 3 years, and that was a trial. The income was nice, but what happened is I had a boss who said, I can work you like a rented mule.
Yeehaw!
Yeah, a lot of mental images coming in my mind on that one. I'm thinking a whip, I'm thinking a muzzle and being drugged, and yeah.
I was grateful for a job, but it kept getting worse and worse and worse. And I was working 7 days a week, basically on call 24 hours a day. And as a pilot, that's not a very good indication. And in the federal aviation regulations that I was working with, you could actually do that to an extent. And then that was being pushed. And my boss did indeed give me the opportunity to let him work me like a rented mule. And he put me away wet, you know, is what he said. The other thing came when my other boss, my direct manager, looked me in the eyes and said, well, you know that this job has to come before your family.
Mm.
And, you know, that cut me to the heart because I was already missing my family. I have a wonderful wife, Janice, as you mentioned, and three boys, Luke, David, and Jazz. And they are right in the prime of their youth and their childhood, age 8 to 15, just about 15 anyway. And a lot of really nice things are happening. And I got frustrated to the point where going to work was awful. And I like flying airplanes, yes, but it was terrible. And the challenge my wife was at home here in Avon. I was commuting to St. Louis, and the house was up for sale, and three opportunities. We came to close on it and didn't make it to the closing. It fell through each time. So I think that's a little message from the Lord to say, no, we're going to get you back to Avon.
Paul, when you share that, I can't help but think, and going back to the first day at the convention, and I walked around, I did some little polling, you know, it wasn't a Gallup poll, nothing official, but I walked around, and what you and Janice have experienced is pretty much the norm, or if there was an average of the demographics of people that were at that convention. And on that first morning, I think the highlight, at least for me and several other people that I talked to, was, and we don't know his name, and eventually we'll find out, but it was a new Gold Wellness consultant who was in the construction industry who got up and shared about the fact that when he gets back home, or what led up to that event, this event, was that he was the one that was going to have to bring down the hammer and lay off several, it sounded like he, if I understand correctly, several dozen people. And he said, this is not fun. I'm not looking forward. And he got to the point where emotionally he could not continue. And it literally moved that whole entire, I mean, all 2,300 of us.
Absolutely.
We're shocked. And I think it was because all of us, just like you said, were a rented mule. And I can't help but think to myself, well, why is sneaking so important to us right now? If the media is saying our economy is in the pits and the stock market's falling and the worst housing market as far as new home sales, and the worst September in 27 years, all this negative, terrible stuff. And I reminded somebody the other day that when Nikan went into Sweden, they had an unemployment rate over 20%. And they said, well, the state of Oregon right now is at 6. And this is Vera Prostrednik, one of our planets. And I said, 6% is not really that bad. And some of those people don't want to work. However, Paul, like you and Janice, and literally, I'd say millions of people in North America just alone, but then around the world, it gets even bigger, are in that same sad situation where we're missing the fact that if we're working a regular W-2 job, and there's nothing wrong with that. However, I truly believe, and I will always say this, that God gave us all enough talents and abilities to be out there working for
ourselves, not for someone else, and exactly what your manager told you, that, you know, this job's more important than family. Is that any different than working 40, 50, 60 hours a week when all of a sudden, go back in our culture 100, 150 years ago, and that was not the case. Your family and your job were kind of intertwined, and you kind of did it as a family, so you had that family and occupation all rolled into one, and I think we've really missed that. And that
was clear. Yeah. This is clear that they were willing to sacrifice my family for their benefit. And this is what really drove home as I went into a little above neutral in my Nikan business for those years, which I don't recommend anybody doing. It's just not smart when you have something as good as we have. But nonetheless, that's where I was, and I realized that if I only worked half as hard for myself and my family in Nikan, I would do just fine.
Mm-hmm.
And so I finally reached the point, and some really wonderful, miraculous things happened. I met a wonderful lady in Niagara Falls where I was doing aerial photography work, and she just recognized I was a Christian for some reason. She said, I got a book for you. And she gave me the book called Marketplace Miracles.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking for a miracle. And sure enough, it just was, wow. You know, if you give, and this is me, and this is what I feel in my heart and in my experience, the book is encouraging. If you give Christ the CEO position in your business and you take your working orders from him and work to serve him, then he's going to do miraculous things. And I've seen miraculous things happen. And along with, when I went to St. Louis, you also recommended that I visit the St. Louis Family Church there with Jeff Perry. And I had just been there and picked up a couple of CDs. And then when I finally reached the point where I said, you know, I'm thinking about not doing this anymore, as I just got home from a long tour, and their boss sat me down and said, you know, we got to figure out where we're going to send you next. And and I just go, oh, my kids are just getting ready to play baseball, and their baseball season, I've just missed the last two seasons. And you know, it's just like, I cannot get that back.
Mm-hmm.
So I just said, well, I believe I'm all packed up and I'm ready to go. And he did, wow. I guess I was kind of curious if that shoe was going to drop. I said, well, it's about to drop.
Mm.
And it's dropping right now. And he didn't want to let me go. And that's a compliment to me. He said, well, what would it take to keep you? And I said, well, if he's going to play that, I'm going to shoot for the top. And I said, it's going to take a significant pay raise. And it's going to take scheduled time off so that I can honor my family. And
I'm going to take those two requests. When
and maybe that's why I was at the convention, Dan.
You know, that takes me back to how many times have we always heard Dennis Williams in his incredible presentation talk about, hey, here's what Nikan has to offer. Let's look at the overall picture, and I think this is what is so pivotal about this discussion about the convention and the turning point event, is that, you know, let's look at what Nikan has to offer. You invest, it's not about selling, okay? You invest your time into other people, and you guys, what you guys have built up as Platinums, you still have an organization there, however, as you said, just past neutral, so not really. And I don't, as you said, I don't recommend that, and I would echo that. And anybody in this industry would never recommend it. We've seen in Nikan people disappear for a while or maybe a short season, and then they come back and they say, man, I should have never done that.
I was just on a call yesterday with a really good friend, and you know, things happened. His wife died, and he, you know, just. And that was partly because I was off track, too, at the same time and not leading the way I had been. And so, you know, leadership is important. Vision is important this way. And those were the exact words out of his mouth. That was a mistake. I should have never let my silver business lapse.
And you know, people think, well, shoot, the guy's wife died. Obviously, you got to shift your priorities. Yes. But it's like... for people, let me put it to you this way. You enter into a marriage. Do you ever take time off from doing the things that you need to do to fuel that marriage to make it be a strong, healthy thing? No, because if you do, it's going to start to, you know, get a little shaky and things are going to start falling apart. And all of a sudden, the passion that you had for your spouse, you know, during those honeymoon years, it starts to wane. And, you know, and if we're just being honest here, we have to treat our business the same way. And that's why I look at what happened at the convention and I realized, okay, we got some incredible products here. We've got an incredible six-month, you know, campaign laid out in front of us, and the real responsibility comes to us. And what you've experienced, Paul, as an occupation, is no different than anybody else out there. I can't tell you how many conversations I had with people, and I think back to Cheryl Moses' face. Cheryl and her husband Joe are silver wellness consultants in Greenville, South Carolina. And every time I go out there to work with them, that Cheryl and Joe is who I stay with. And she had this glow about her, and she said, Lance, as of now, I'm unemployed. I was laid off. She works for a big construction company. They build commercial buildings. And I said, so any severance package, any benefits? She's like, no, I'm done. And I said, so are we looking for another job? She's like, I have one.
Yes.
And I just thought, you know, that's what it felt. Good for you, Cheryl. Good for you, because...
Absolutely.
That's exactly where you're at. And I know that Janice is working to make things work, the finances, and you guys have your boys are old enough that she can, you know, slip away. And she's in a school system, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So there's some different, liberty with that, being that you've got the summer to take advantage. But... Well, let me ask you this, and I look at, again, an event of that magnitude, and I know because you were pretty jacked up, and I don't use that term lightly, but you, here's the statistics, and I had a really profound conversation 2 days ago with Dave Stoltzfus, and he gave me some statistics, some facts, that an event like the Nikan Convention, no different than if you went to a Zig Ziglar motivational seminar, or you went to an in-depth training in your profession, that 80%, and this isn't, these are not good, happy, warm, fuzzy statistics. This is just, we're being honest here. As Randy Jackson says from American Idol, we're just keeping it real, man. We're just keeping it real. 80% of the people that go to an event of any style, and especially like this, within 1 week, which is right now, today, it's gone. Every bit of motivation, every bit of inspiration, every bit of knowledge, it's just gone. And that only 20% literally are able to go out there and apply and implement what they learned and go forward from there.
Well, that's, they didn't have any can, did they?
That's exactly what I told Dave. I said, Dave, I think we're going to change the statistics.
Yeah, absolutely. And the convention was inspiring. It was a lot of fun. But, you know, today I'm very, very excited. 2 days ago, I woke up in the horizontal position next to my wife, that you just commented about before the call. And now people might be, listening to this in bed. I can't believe it.
Well, it's still early out on the West Coast, isn't it?
I know.
It's really early in Hawaii, and we have a couple people that try to come then, but they usually fall back asleep. I don't think they will be now, but...
I'm very, very excited, and as I said, I woke up next to my wife the other morning and said, you know, I feel like a diamond in the camp. This is really the first time I've felt that way, and the reason is because I believe that NECAN, they didn't just put together a convention. This started way before the convention, and what they've done is put together the leadership at NECAN. And the leadership at NECAN is harmonious, and they're equipping us with all the tools we need. And they have just done some awesome things with getting the website where we just need to go to the website. The library is jam-packed
with information. People say, well, where's the basis of all your stuff? Well, guess what? It's showing up on the white papers, the NECAM Research Institute, now the Science Advisory Board, and all those things. And then Bob Purdy just put down on his email that the FEA just approved a pulsed magnetic cranial stimulation device. You know, they're catching up to what we've been doing since 1975.
Yeah. Yeah, and being a pioneer is not always easy because, really the definition, you're going to take a few arrows in your back. It's going to take some more work for us. This is not NetWish marketing, it's network. And if we'll realize that, just roll up our sleeves a little bit and jump in here. You talked about the management team, and let me share some things that happened post-convention. And I want to encourage you guys, and we got there's a couple more thoughts here that I got to scribble down here so I don't forget, but for me, this experience was what happens off the stage. You know, it's kind of like our pastor at church. I'm always telling people, who you see on the stage is exactly who he is off the stage. And that's exactly the corporate management team that we have. There's no better way to describe them. And I've got a picture on my cell phone of our president, Bob Richards, sitting down on the floor, literally almost laying down on the floor next to our 7-year-old daughter, Emily, and totally enthused and in the moment of what she's reading. I mean, he sat down there, and it was just a couple of minutes. This was during the convention. And I thought to myself, what president of any company anywhere in the world would do that? And I know too well, it wasn't a show. It wasn't so people could, run around and grab their cameras for a photo op.
There wasn't enough people there to make it a show.
No, they were all, it was all in the session. We'd only split up,
Yeah.
And I got that is the heart of what this company is all about, that the president, the guy who's, the captain is driving this ship here, who's steering us and navigating the waters, will take just a few seconds and get down on the floor with the 7-year-old and look at the book and be genuinely interested in what she is doing. And I thought, that is enough for me. I don't need any, knowledge. That right there will inspire me for years to come. And one of the things that I would encourage anybody at the leadership summit that's going to take place a year from now, and I'll give you some details on that so you can start ramping up and gearing up for that, is, going back to an example from church, when you get dismissed and the gig is over, don't look for the door and, grab your car keys and go bolting out of there. Linger around a little bit.
Well, that comes back to some notes, Vance, that I have to bring up about the convention and let me see. I know you wanted to talk about implementing what we learned, but
we'll
before
get to that, even if it's only 2 minutes at the end,
we'll get to it. But here, I've got to bring this up because it's really important. I want to share something that I learned at the convention while sitting with you and Stacy in the back of the hall.
I think everybody thinks I was sitting up front in the President's Club section where we were supposed to be sitting, but we weren't.
Well,
sorry.
It's a certain style, Vance, and I've actually labeled it, and it's called Vancing. You know what I mean. I caught it. And it's an attitude. It's a nice blend of, shall we say, knowledge, focus, lots of character, contribution, and, of course, light sarcasm, the ability to find humor in the silly things we all do, and somehow you find those, and I find it enjoyable with that. I thought about this a little more, and maybe I'm taking too much time on this, but you could host, sometime you can just take a weekend and host what's called Vancing, and then you could call it simply Vancing or maybe Vancing Out, but perhaps when all your leaders go up in rank, you could call it Advancing. But that's enough.
You're killing me, Paul. You're killing me. The door in my office here is only 32 inches wide, and I'm going to have to get a big pen off the publicist
I do want to close that out, that little statement, and it's humorous, but you know, there's an attitude about you, Vance, that really attracts me to you, and you're a part of why I'm in NECAN and why I want to continue. And I read this morning from John Maxwell's book on influence.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the quality that Rockefeller said that he wanted to pay for more than any other quality, and that's the ability to influence.
Mm-hmm.
And it really comes down to our ability to deal with people and build positive relationships with them. More than anything else in life, he says, relationships make or break us. And again, I come back to you, thank you very much for that opportunity.
Yeah.
And it's that integrity that you bring forward. You are who you are, and you don't you don't pretend one day or go up on stage and pretend, but you are who you are, and you're that way on the call, you're that way when on the private call with me. And I think that's just something that we really can benefit from in all our organizations.
Well, I appreciate that, the candor there, Paul. And for me, and I know for Stacy, the bottom line when it comes to building our NECAN business, when it comes to sharing with people, if we can't just be exact, this is who we are. There's no pretense. There's no show. We don't have to, you know. It's like packing for this event and what I chose to wear. You know, a pair of Dockers and a button-up shirt, untucked, because that's the way we dress here on the West Coast, and that is business attire. And I simply thought, you know, I don't care if people are wearing ties and sport coats or suits. I just don't do that. And you know, there were several other President's Club members that I really appreciate. They're like, yeah, who are we trying to impress anyways? And I think the honesty from the top down, and this is what I was leading into, is that not bolting from an event, but being willing to take a few minutes and even maybe a few hours to allow it to settle. And I think the dynamics of this convention, I shared this with Ann Bodak on Sunday afternoon. This is not a planned appointment. I was in the pool with McKenna and Emily, and they went to go get ready to go to the next thing they were going to. And I just said, I'm going to stick around here at the pool. You guys go with Mommy, and I'm going to make a few phone calls and do some reading. Well, they left. I went to use the restroom, and as I was walking around the pool, well, there's Ann Bodak. Just literally looked like she was brain dead. She looked great, okay, mind you. But you could tell that she was a very long weekend. She poured herself into it. So I sat down for a few minutes, maybe 15, 20 or so, and I learned a few more things about the heart of what went into this event and how literally, Paul, as you said, it started way before the event, and how they're looking way into the future. And if you don't have these dates, folks, you're going to want to write them down. The 2009 Rhythm of NECAN dates, so you
right.
can get your calendar pegged away. And I got to see William Todd, again, Sunday morning, sat down with a few of his key team members that were still around there, and they literally all had their planners out, and that's what they were doing. They were dictating to themselves where they're going to be, what their plan was, what, you know, the how to implement the Ignite 6 campaign. February 21st, 2009, May 30th, August 22nd, and November 21st. Again, February 21st, May 30th, August 22nd, and November 21st. Now, that gives you a full 12-month at-a-glance opportunity to see what is going to be the rhythm, what is the cycle. And people think, well, why do I got to do this 90-day thing? Because your regular W-2, you know, occupation, they do it the same way. Maybe they just don't ever tell you. Everybody works on a cycle. And if we don't get into that habit, especially with the next 6 months, which starts today, then we'll understand. But looking ahead, 12 months from now, there will be a leadership summit for silvers and above. Not golds and above like the one last year, but silvers and above will be invited to it. It will be open for that, for all of us that have been at that position. So if you're bronze and below listening right now, and if you've got people in your group that are bronze and below, or people that you're going to sign up this month that are bronze and below, this Ignite 6 campaign is so pivotal because, and I'll quote Charlie Ann shared it with me. Anybody who launches their business right now and sets out to do 21 ABCs or 21 one-on-ones during the next 6 months, do the math. I did. That's 3.5 per month. 3.5 appointments per month. Paul, I'm thinking we can do this.
That might stress me, Vance. That's
3.5 one-on-ones a month. Can you sit down and do 3.5 couples? Well, I think we can. And if you pull that off and then produce the volume, which is 50,000 PGV in your group, and I was terribly excited because I don't go into that. But the bottom line, when you pull that off, then you win the Ignite 6 campaign and all the things that go with it. I know there's $700 cash. There's some other perks that associate. But as Ann said to me, she said, Vance, anybody who does that, not only will they be silver or above, but they will literally be on the right track to be in attendance at that leadership summit. It is in the Continental 48. It's not going to be in Mexico. The location has been nailed down. It has not been announced yet. That's coming shortly. However, the date is what they're pending on between two different weekends, and they're in the final negotiations about that. So, but at least you know it's a year from now. And I think for Stacy and I, we just sat there, I shared it with her, and she said, that's awesome. Because now we know this is where we're working towards.
Absolutely.
And Paul, I know you've got, how many silvers did you say you have in your organization?
Well, we've got 33 silvers and above, and one platinum in there, and a couple of gold.
Okay.
And the way I'm treating this, Vance, is that I realize that I'm thankful for those people. I'm really thankful. And with a little encouragement and what we have, I already have people coming back to me saying, you know, want to be more active. They're calling and saying, and they know I'm in town, and I got this, I'm jumping ahead here. I want to tell you about someone I talked to the other day. But I wrote down some notes, and I realized this Ignite 6 is perfect for me because I am starting as if I was a brand new wellness consultant at the distributor level.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the failure of my past business was to not completely take responsibility for my business, but I got to the President's Club and unfortunately felt that I had arrived, okay? And that's not a good thing in our business because...
Paul, let me just, since we always try to be honest and forthright, not to divulge anything that would appear as negative, but you said
right. You
got to the President's Club, you thought you'd arrived. I won't accuse you of doing anything, but you know what took place. You moved to St. Louis, so stop getting excited. You had, let's just give people the shock and awe of what can take place when you, as you said, go just past neutral and you put what was a focus for you guys, knowing where Nikan would take you, where it got you to, especially the President's Club, which is a huge honor. And that can be re-earned, and just for you guys, for trivial information, when you make it to the President's Club, it's not an if, when you set your heart out to do it, and we have a multitude, think about a dozen people in our organization that are in there. However, if you make it, and we have a couple people that have made it and then fell out of it, because it is an ongoing qualification, it takes a whopping 3 months to get back in.
Right.
And that's it. And you're in. You're golden.
Here's the thing with that, Vance, is that I believe the teaching that I had learned was if you do these basic things, then Nikan will do these basic things, and it really set a finish line, and basically that's a stopping point, and Nikan isn't a stopping point. I got in Nikan because I want to change people's lives. I want to influence their lives for the better.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the perfect tool for that. There's no other wellness business that covers all the bases like Nikan does. And that not only do they cover all the bases, they're always upgrading. And it's fabulous that they're upgrading what they're doing and they're keeping us on the leading edge because, yes, there is competition out there. And when the competition rises up and they want to mirror what Neekin's doing, then, you know, Neekin's going, well, we have to get a little better. And for each of us, I have to get a little better as we go.
Mm-hmm. And, well, I think it takes me back, and I shared this with one of the, I think it was, I don't remember who it was, but it was somebody, one of the corporate management team. I said, you know, I'm from, you know, Portland, Oregon, where that was the birthplace of Nike. And we go to church with a lot of Nike employees and some of the execs, and our main worship leader is one of the designers. And they have a motto, and it's simply, if it ain't broken, fix it anyway. And I think what you're saying is that, you know, Neekin constantly is always saying, hey, we cannot be content in what we can't say we've arrived, and yet let's sit back, okay, who brought the Monopoly game today? You know, that's not what takes place at the home office in Irvine, California. They're not sitting around playing games. They're always looking ahead, always busting their buns to get to the next thing and to make things. I mean, we had a great nutritional line, the bio-directed, the bio-replenishment, and then they overhauled the whole thing. You know, and you look at every single thing, and a lot of that came out of the MBA event. Paul, but if you would be willing, and I'm just going to ask you, and I know you're going to because you're that type of person, you had how many people total in your organization a few years ago?
We had 2,300.
2,300, and what do you have today?
130, it's growing, 136.
Okay. I think you had 131 when I asked you that question a week ago. The so what of that, and I think what that, the volume of information that spoke to me was because we've seen the same thing happen in our group. If I go back 7, 8 years ago, I think we had like 17,000 people in our organization. And if I were to do the poll today, let me tell you, it's not anywhere near that. I think percentage-wise, we probably dropped about the same. If I had to run a hard poll and figure out what the numbers are. And the reason I want people to understand that, and as I share that, is like, we can never, and again, I'll quote you now for the fourth time, we can never put our business in just a little above neutral. Because it won't work for our marriages, it won't work for our families, it won't work for any area of our life. And let's look at the five pillars and be honest and say, look, if we want to be at that leadership summit a year from now, if we want to, in the next 6 months, ignite our business, and look at the three core, you know, the foundation of what took place was imagine, inspire, and ignite. Okay, we imagined it, Neekin did, they put together an incredible event, and we got to be inspired. Let's change the statistics, though. And I think that's my challenge to myself. You know, 48 hours ago, after having this conversation with Dave Stoltz, is we've got to do better. Because we've got to change that. And I think we can rise to the challenge and say, we can, and we will.
We can, and we will, Vance. And it is happening. It's happening right now. And like I said, when I wake up and I said, you know, I feel diamond, and that's really the first time. And the reason is because Neekin's doing the right thing. We've chosen to do the right thing. I came home from St. Louis one time, and I told my wife, Janice, I said, Janice, we're going to go on a Neekin fast. She looked at me like, what? And I said, yeah, we're going to go on a Neekin fast. We're going to take out all the Neekin technology from our wellness home, our Neekin wellness home. And we're going to do without it for a month. And then we're going to evaluate how we feel and how we appreciate what we have. And within seconds then, she was going, what are we going to do about this? And what are we going to do about that? What are we going to, you know, it just all of a sudden panic set in. And I'm going, oh. And then she didn't let me do it. So, you know, and then what happens is I listened to, some of your calls and some of the, I go to the growingandwellness.com, which is a great website, and you can send people there, and you can hear the truth. The truth is, the truth will set you free. The truth is that these technologies work. They've worked from the beginning, they work now, and they're going to continue to work, and it's because it's everything our bodies need for good health.
Mm-hmm.
And so, our businesses are going to grow because the company's in line with what we need. They're giving us what we need, and all we have to do is implement what we've been given.
and the only thing that's remaining is people. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we have the new certified organic nutritional products. They've been upgraded to higher standards. And here's my implementation of that. I have ordered the pack. And as soon as Nikan allows me to put them on auto ship, they're going to be on my auto ship.
Well, and that commences today. And
right.
That's the beauty of you. And again, looking at the convention as a whole, how do we implement this? Here we're in the last few seconds of the call, and we're finally getting onto the topic that I wanted to, but that's okay. This has been an invigorating discussion for me, and fortunately, I'm the only one in the home except for Emily, and she's still sleeping, so I can calm myself down before I re-enter the world of the Rogers household, so they're not going, oh, geez, there you go again. On that Saturday a.m. call that you do, now you got all jacked up, and now we got to calm you down for the rest of the day. You're going to have to throw a ton of bricks or a few bags of cement on this boy to calm him down now. But bottom line, I think, Paul, is what we have here, again, when you look at it, look at what was introduced. Three different arenas, nutrition, skincare, and magnetics, and yet all of them are available on AutoShip. Do the math, people. I challenge you like I did this past week. Sit down with a pen and paper. And again, this came out of the conversation with Dave Goldsmith the other day. There was no focus on buying a wellness home at the convention. I don't know if anybody else picked that up, but I was like, yeah, and Dave said, I said, I know, I saw that too. I think, let me put it to you this way. The wellness home concept, and Paul, as you said to Janice, let's take a fast. Let's see how much we can live without. And the answer is no. Once you've enjoyed wellness, it's like weight loss. Once you've gotten down to your ideal weight, or the skinny you has come out, nothing will ever taste as good as thin feels, to quote Dave Johnson and Jerry White on a CD they released a couple years ago. Nothing, once you've experienced wellness, it's not worth it going back.
Not at all.
It's like for me, when someone offers me a donut, I'm like, I'm not interested. I know what I'm going to feel like a half an hour, 45 minutes from now. I'm not going there. That's stupid. That's foolishness. So why would we allow it in our homes and in our business? But look at what it would take. Get a pen and paper and a calculator, and if it takes you that, set a number, set a goal. What is the next Nikan product that you want to add to your wellness home? You don't have the resources right now to afford it. Well, get out there and let Nikan pay for it.
Right. And that's what brings up one of the other elements that they brought to the table, which I think is really going to change the whole concept of prospecting and opening up doors for people just to get a taste of Nikan. And, you know, the nutrition program has that core elements, the core basic to it now, and they've got a beautiful visual for that supporting it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some people might come into it with the bone health area or the immunity. And whatever it is, that's the whole core concept of the Nikan Wellness Home, is that we enter through one door.
Exactly.
And then we get to see what we have and then go to the core and go, oh. So it's not just, you know, fixing my little toe that got stubbed. It's fixing, you know, what that toe is connected to.
Right.
So that we don't get injured again or deplete our wellness. And we're changing lives, and we need this. We need this. I just heard the other day that the rate of diabetes is increasing. In the last 10 years, it's doubled.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's happening for a reason. And my background is my father is a physician who 40 years ago changed his practice to nutrition and wellness. And because he was so early, and you talk about pioneers getting stabbed in the back or shot in the back, I mean, he got shot. Oh, my.
And he had constant oozing and blood dripping off him.
Oh, I mean, it was torturous. And I see we have just a few minutes left on the call, But Nikan, I want to share one experience that happened with me and my dad, who took the challenge and he stepped into wellness 35 years ago, and changed people's lives. And it touched me, and someone said, Paul, there's someone here I want you to meet. And this lady had been given, first of all, a reaction to a drug that caused her white blood cells to just not be able to reproduce.
Mm.
And the doctor said, you have X amount of time left to live, and they even made the funeral arrangements.
Right.
And she's like, she's got 2 weeks to live. And I'm going, oh, my. I'm 18 years old at the time going, I've never talked to someone with that close of an appointment.
Sure, sure.
To death. And I just said, you know, here's what my dad does, and here's kind of what he does, and here's his phone number. And I was shocked that a year later, I met her in my dad's office, and she said, you don't recognize me, do you? And I go, she said, I'm the lady you spoke to last year. And I'm going, oh, my, you know, you're not supposed to be here. And, you know, 30 years later, she's alive today. And that's what Niken is doing. That's what we have the power to change people's lives. And that's what we get to do on a daily basis. And, you know, it comes down to we've got these technologies. You know, the nutrition for the skin, which is the new True Elements. I sat next to a diamond Santo. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Santo Mula. And he owns three beauty salons, and he said he is excited about this skin care because it's nutrition for the skin. That's another door to open up to show people where Niken is.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got these power patches, which is, you know, the cost of less than $2 a piece.
Well,
and
don't them an auto ship, and it's right around a buck. And don't ever think that this is a disposable product that we can toss in the wind, because you wouldn't do that with the Flex. You
don't
do that with the Flex. And yet a Flex is going to cost you $72 wholesale. You put these power patches on auto ship. You said open the door. And I literally, since I've been home, I just keep that. I would bump into a guy. I don't know who he is, but I stopped by our dog range to pick up some stuff so I could do my volunteer run on Thursday morning. And he said, hey, how you doing? And I'm like, okay, I don't know him, but maybe he knows me, or maybe he thinks I'm one of my brothers, because that happens all the time. I don't think we look alike. I don't think we sound alike. But anyhow, I said, no, I'm doing great. How are you doing? Well, he just opened the floodgate. Well, my leg keeps falling asleep, and I've got that thing at night where it just bounces around in bed. I said, restless leg syndrome. Yeah, and so I'm taking this. I'm going back to the doctor, and I said, hey, have you ever opened any type of alternative, anything? And again, I don't know who this guy is. And he says, well, what do you mean? And I said, yeah, I've been playing with this company for the last 16 years. They started in 1975, and they got some really high-tech stuff. Matter of fact, they just brought over from one of the other countries a product they've had over there for a while, and it's the size of a Band-Aid, and it's like, you know, a buck or $1.50 a piece or something like that, but it's got 750 gauss magnetic strength energy in it. And I said, you know, it just may, I don't know. And I said, you know, if you ever get tired of doing what, you know, Western medicine is throwing at you with all these drugs that you're trying, because you mentioned that word, well, they want to get me on this and see if that'll work, and, you know, I said, here's my card. And, you know, did I get his information? No. And part of it, I just like, I don't, if I ask him who he is, he's going to know that I don't know who he is, because I didn't know who he was. He's the one that started the conversation, and I thought, you know, who knows. But I think,
you know,
for
Vance,
me,
I just met somebody who had just been told, and she was very depressed, just came back from the doctors and said, sorry, but, you know, we just figured out that the direction that we've brought you for the last 3 years, we believe it's the wrong direction. I go, oh, my goodness. You know, and here Niken is moving in the right direction about what we need for wellness, and they're also giving us the opportunity to live it, as the mission statement says, through improved health and financial well-being.
Right, exactly.
And it comes back to that again. The only element that's really missing are the people.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes through relationships, and it also comes through a decision of what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, when we come to a convention, we've got new products, we've got new programs, we've got new incentives and all that. And I think people get bogged down at they can if they focus on, you know, if we focus on Royal Ambassador, when, you know, what's it take to go Royal Ambassador here? I just signed my application. That's good to have the end in mind when you're starting, but it's, you need to take it like the Air Wellness Power 5, that incredible five-stage filtration, and you take the bigger parts and break them out into smaller parts. And you get down to the microns
of what does it really take?
Yeah.
And it takes,
and that's bottom line, Paul, and I know we've run over here, but bottom line, again, getting back to what you had exhorted me and encouraged me and saying this is what draws me and attracts me to someone like Vance and Stacey and what it does for, you know, Paul and Janice Briggs, is that if we can be honest, when you sign that application, when you jumped on board with me, Ken, as a wellness consultant, we didn't say, okay, I'm going to be Royal Ambassador 12 months from now. Is it any different than we took that first job, whatever it was? You know, I remember one of the first jobs I had to earn some extra money in Bible school was selling Cokes at the Dallas Cowboys game. You know, Cokes and peanuts. I did not have the aspiration to be the owner of the Dallas Cowboys when I started selling Cokes. Why? Because that's not reality. And I think if we can be honest with ourselves, let's look at the next step. Right now, if we're a brand new wellness consultant, well, let's look at senior. If we're senior, let's look at executive. If we're executive, let's look at bronze. Let's look at the business, as you just said, as an Air Wellness Power 5, and let's break it down, and let's look at the attainable next level. What is it going to take to get there? And I truly believe that with what Nikan's in, and I know, and as you said at the very beginning of the call, I know we don't need to bog ourselves down in learning any more knowledge about how all this stuff works. If somebody wants to know what the hexagonal structure looks like in the optimized water, what do they need to do, Paul?
What
did you do the other day? You went to the library, right?
Go to the library. I mean, it's there.
And then
if you want to know more, you call someone like Vance Rogers and said, you know, I got someone who's an expert on water.
If you want to know, is it going to build your business?
It's not going to build the business. It's going to, you know, it's there. The technology is there. It works, and it's scientifically backed up. And so, you know what? It even comes down to not just the going senior.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to do the Ignite 6 campaign, which I'm going to do because it makes all the business sense in the world, we break it down into the micron of, are we going to get off the internet? And like they said politely at the convention, get off our anatomy.
Uh-huh.
And get to work. We have to signal up to ourselves a time where, you know, it's time to pick up the phone and talk with somebody.
Exactly.
And if you're going to make a difference, you know, my good friend I talked to the other day, Floyd, and he may be listening, and, you know, he taught me a lot of things when I really first started NECAN. And it helped me tremendously. And this man, he said, Paul, you know, we've talked, but you didn't tell me what I should do. I'm a consultant. He said, you didn't suggest. And I called him back, and I said, you know, I actually woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning, just like you, having to calm you down. My wife is, you know, recipient of my getting inspired at 5 o'clock in the morning, going, oh, Janice.
you have the disadvantage because you're way far east. Yeah, when I wake up at 5 o'clock, it's already 8 o'clock on the East Coast, so I can just start calling prospects and calling our people and have these conversations and be able to vent this out. Folks, we've gone way over, but I think the one caveat that I want to leave with you, and I'll call the same opportunity, is that they just said it's come to a point where we have so much information available to us that we literally can be overwhelmed and overloaded. What Brad has put together on growingandwellness.com, if you look there, if you look at the scientific board that Dave Balzer is host or the chairman of it, and that's sci-board.com. Again, sci-board, B-O-A-R-D.com. The people that want to know all that, they're analytical, and that's the type of person they are, and they want to know how all this stuff works, just send them there and move on. You will never, ever, and we have another dear friend of ours, Bob Putnam, who was an engineer in military intelligence, and he said to me, he said, Vance, I wasted the first 18 months as a distributor with NECAN, this was years ago, trying to figure out how all this stuff works because that was my job. I was an engineer. I said, what a waste of time. And I think we will have an anchor that we're dragging around like a ball and chain. If we try and figure out, well, I need to be educated when I talk to you. No.
ignorance on fire is so much better than knowledge on ice. And
that's right.
We've heard that before. If you get out there and just be just a little bit of enthusiasm, use the 12 muscles in your face rather than the 110. Use the 12 that it takes to smile. Greet people. Start a conversation. Say, you know, I don't know if this would be for you. However, they will be sucked in to what you have when you genuinely say, hey, why don't you check this out? Here, slap this where it hurts, and I'm going to call you in a couple days.
Yes, there's a quote here by John Maxwell that really sums it up. And Dennis Williams helped me with his presentation just to really clarify it. There's two steps, really. One is become a wellness consultant yourself and use the product. Get as many products as you can and use the products. And then a couple of, I guess, other add-ons would be to share that with as many people as you can and teach them to do the same thing. And here's where, you know, rubber meets the road. Fear keeps us from doing the things we need to do. And it's love that overcomes fear. And this quote here, it says, faith makes all things possible. Love makes all things easy. And hope makes all things work.
Mm.
And that's what I'm looking at in NECAN. I'm loving NECAN, and I'm excited about it. And I'm thankful for you and all of your people and your organization. Thanks, Vance.
Well, Paul, you've definitely inspired me this morning, and I know you've inspired lots of other people, and this has been an incredible, although lengthy, and I know that Nancy Cosman's going to send me an email and say, Vance, you went definitely past your 45 minutes, and now I have to actually use two CDs this morning to capture the conversation because it wouldn't all fit onto one. So, Nancy, I apologize in advance. If you have people that you think something that Paul or I said would be inspirational, you want to pick up a CD to go back and, you know, maybe this would be the thing to, I don't know, growinginwellness.com, www.growinginwellness.com. That's the website. And if you've got people that you want to plug into the call for future reference, it's 319-279-1000 and the code 62862#. So, Paul, thank you so incredibly very much.
Vance, it's an honor.
It's been a pure joy. So, I want to thank everybody for being and tuned in and wish you a wonderful, wonderful Saturday and look forward to talking to you next weekend, same time, same place. So, have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.